We just heard email after email after email about Libya and Benghazi that Sidney Blumenthal sent to the Secretary of State. I don't care if he sent it by Morse code, carrier pigeon, smoke signals. The fact that he happened to send it by email is irrelevant. What is relevant is that he was sending information to the Secretary of State. That is what's relevant. Now, with respect to the subpoena, if he'd bothered to answer the telephone calls of our committee, he wouldn't have needed a subpoena.
Would the gentleman yield?
I'll be happy to, but you need to make sure the entire record is correct, Mr. Cummings.
And that's exactly what I want to do.
Well, then go ahead.
I'm about to tell you. I move that we put into the record the entire transcript of Sidney Blumenthal. We're going to release the emails. Let's do the transcript. That way the world can see it.
Well, we didn't.
Motion has been seconded.
Well, we're not going to take that up at a hearing. We'll take that up in a business
meeting. Mr. Chairman, I've consulted with the parliamentarian, and they have informed us that we have a right to a recorded vote on that motion. We want,
you
ask for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, that's what we want to have. Let the world see it.
Why is it that you only want Mr. Blumenthal's transcript released? Why don't you want
the
survivors released? The survivors, even their names?
You
want that?
No,
you want that released?
Let me tell you something. Right now,
the only one you've asked for is Sidney Blumenthal. That's the only one you've asked for. That and Ms. Mills.
Cheryl Mills.
That's not true.
No, that's 2 out of 54. Now, if you want to ask for some fact witnesses,
we asked for a recorded vote on the Blumenthal. You said from the beginning we want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why don't we just put the entire transcript out there and let the world see it? What do you have to hide?